B'tachan for Life, Shir 1253, Tuesday, Parshas Kairach. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schus for Yaakov Shmuel ben Shendel and the Varalea Basara and their family for Hatzlacha, Gezunt, and Parnosa Berevach, and in honor of their children's wedding, Simcha ben Dvayrolea, Techana bas Dvayroteva, Bisha Teva Mutzlachas. This chus of Limud HaTorah and chizik of all of the listeners, and this chus of all of the lives that have been changed, should Be'ezra Hashem send them bracha and atzlacha, and they should be zeiche to be b'ine, abayis nama b'Yisrael, l'shem u'l'teferes. We are explaining how the atheism in the street is negatively influencing us. And we don't even realize that it's wrong. That's why it's so terrible. A person can spend hours reading newspapers, reading editorials, and it's all full of kfirah. It's all full of believing in kaychi va'itzim yadi, in believing in our abilities to fend for ourselves, in believing in the power of man, in believing in the power of government and the power of armies. This is the antithesis of belief in Hashem. When you start figuring out why this happened or that happened, why this inflation, why this difficulty in the market is going on, or why something happened in Eretz Yisrael, Rachmana Litzlan, and you attribute it to some political action, you are basically demonstrating atheism without even realizing it. Of course, a person has to do hishtadlus. That's not our point. A person should follow the markets, if he's in the market, and figure out the best plan forward. But all these statistics and all of these understandings, quote unquote, in what's going on in anything, a shidduch crisis, a financial crisis, a health crisis, whatever crisis is going on, when we attribute it to something other than the Ribbono Shel Olam, we are basically embracing atheism without even realizing it. And the news influences us, and other people influence us, and we don't even realize what's happening. And this is the point that the Ramchal is making. When a person lives with tikva, he opens up the channels. He removes all of this blockage that's going on in the world. All of this atheism. All of this belief in the might of the human being. Clogs up the pipes. Removes our tefillah from being able to go up to Shemayim. Because it drives HaKadosh Baruch Hu out. It drives out the Hashras HaShechina, Rachmana Litzlan. It's much easier to believe in the statistics. It's much more empowering. You feel much more powerful as a human being. It's much easier to believe in an army, or to believe in a police force, or to believe in a financial power. Because then you feel you can do something. You feel like there's something happening. As opposed to believing in the Ribbono Shel Olam, it gets much more uncomfortable. We have to work on that understanding to believe in our dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that doesn't change the facts. When a person gets caught up in politics or following anything that's going on in the world from a secular point of view, he is embracing atheism. There is no two ways about it. And we have to think about it and internalize it. We are much worse off now that religion is much less in the world than in previous generations or in previous years past when religious symbols were much more blatant. We will, Be'ezer Hashem, continue.